So there are four major stages of rapport that I go over in The Tao of Badass. The first stage is light rapport. That's essentially where you're searching for a potential emotional connection. The second stage is wide rapport. That's whenever you find several potential emotional connections that you can make. And that's a pretty swift process. And then you have deep rapport, which is the third stage. This is where you actually make that emotional connection. You transfer emotion from one person to another. And then finally you have what's called release, which is the stage where you cut all the emotion that you've just created and you sort of start over. Now this process through time creates very strong love. That's what love is. When you say that you love your family or you love a friend of yours, or even if in the beginning, if you love a girl, you know, a girl that you've been with for a long time. What we're truly talking about there is rapport. We're talking about that process. We've been through this process of transferring emotion and then canceling that emotion and then starting over and continuing through again. And this process allows us to reveal vulnerable parts of us, and in a way that compels the person that we are talking to accept those things instead of denying them or headbutting against them or not accepting those things in general. So rapport is probably the most important long-term skill that, or learning to create rapport is the most important long-term skill that you can have as a man. It allows you to control with whom you are, with whom you love at the end of the day. You get to actually choose who you will love because you go in rapport or you don't go in rapport. Sort of a lot of the stereotypical kind of templates of guys who are closed off and, you know, like sort of the badass guys who have been through a lot of shit and they don't talk to anybody, like in the movies. You know, you'll have a character who's kind of closed off emotionally and he's a tough guy and he doesn't express his emotions, and then he meets a woman and this woman, you know, connects with him somehow and draws out this really great, you know, expression or emotion out of him. And, you know, that's the whole movie is based on the idea that this guy is clammed up and doesn't want to express anything, and this woman draws that expression out of him and he feels closer all of a sudden. Well, what the, and then they fall in love or whatever, you know. And the reason why it's such a classic movie sort of plot arc like that is because it's a very powerful process to go through. Whenever you're building rapport, you're transferring emotion, someone's empathizing with you, and the ability to create that rapport means that you can force almost, I mean, I wouldn't say force in a bad way, but you can control who is accepting your emotion, who is building rapport with you, and therefore control who loves you. And there were times in the past in which I would, you know, decide to do this specifically, and at those times I was sort of deciding to love someone, because whenever you build rapport with someone, it's a two-way street. Not only do they experience love for you, but you experience love for them at the same time, because it's a transfer of emotion, not just a one-way path of giving someone an emotion. So if we break it down into the smaller pieces, the light rapport, wide rapport, deep rapport, release, what I'd like to talk about right now is the second stage. I've spoken of light rapport in the past, so I'd like to talk a little bit about wide rapport now. Wide rapport, for most men, is where we spend most of our time, between light and wide rapport. Let me give you an example. A light rapport question might be, how you doing today? Right? It's me sort of prodding to get you to open up to me. Right, I'm trying to get you to express something to me. And, you know, my wide rapport response could be, pretty good, pretty good. How about yourself? And you might say, okay, well, I'm pretty good too. Okay, so that's us going light rapport, wide rapport. And then I'm going, all right, well, what about you? So, which is, now I'm in light rapport. And you respond, now you're in wide rapport. So essentially, wide rapport is just the automatic response of to a question that is a light rapport question. Meaning, if someone asks you something or tries to get you to open up about something, your immediate response to that is going to be a wide rapport response. Usually what we do is we give several different versions of a wide rapport response. So we can, you know, we'll say, if I asked you, how are you doing today? If I knew you a little bit better, you might give me a different answer than if I didn't know you at all. If I didn't know you at all, you'd probably say, good, how about you? You know, but if I knew you a little bit, you might go, pretty good. I've been busy, you know, work's pretty good, and we're moving into a new apartment, so things are kind of hectic, but pretty awesome besides that. And that might be my response. So now what am I doing? I'm giving you threads. I'm giving you things that we can connect on. And that's really what conversation's all about. Conversation, at the end of the day, is a sort of path to deep rapport. It's us taking an interaction from no emotional connection to experiencing a deep emotional connection with someone. We do this with everyone we meet. We attempt to get there, but we've been trained over time to not go deeper with people because we feel like vulnerability is bad. Vulnerability, though, is probably one of your most powerful weapons because no one else has the power to be vulnerable and still confident like you can because you understand the stages of rapport. So you have more control than most people will. They'll sort of start to open up and they won't know where to go with it. They'll just be like, well, you know, most women will think, oh, we have such an amazing conversation. We talked for 4 hours about nothing and everything and whatever. It just sort of happens to them. But if you know the stages of rapport and you know the deep rapport formula, it's not just going to happen to you. You're going to decide to do it. It's something that you have control over. Now, I would suggest that you answer naturally until you sort of see a problem, like you don't see it's going the way you want it to, and then step in and then sort of change the way you're acting and the things that you're talking about to create a better response. But ultimately, you're going to need to at least know how to recognize that you're in wide rapport versus light versus deep rapport. So getting these multiple threads, these multiple things that you can talk about, is sort of the gold that you're looking for, the things that will turn into deep rapport connections. And they are subtle often. They are everywhere. They're in almost every single interaction that you have. You're getting wide rapport responses like this from people that are basically them saying, here's what you can connect with me on if you want to. If none of these work, then I can come up with other ones for you. Right, so we're constantly just giving out these different things to connect on. And if I give you something like this to connect on, if I say, well, okay, I'm moving, which is hectic, and I am busy in general. And besides that, I'm good. So that's not very much, but it's enough for you to go on. I'm saying, here are three things for you to talk about. I'm good, I'm busy with work, and then I'm also moving. So you can talk about any of those three things that you want, and I will feel like, oh, okay, great, he's connecting with me on this. Or you can talk about things that I haven't mentioned and connect with me on those, but essentially I'm offering something to you. Now, if I give you a response like that, and you don't take one of those things, or you don't go into deep rapport, what am I going to think? Well, naturally, we think, well, I offered you something and you didn't take it, so screw you. And that's exactly what happens with women. You'll start talking to them, they'll give you a response back with some, you know, wide rapport things that you can say. And if you don't take those or anything and jump in a deep rapport with them, they feel like insulted. They feel like it's an insult. Like they try their best to connect with you and you don't care. And you don't want to talk to them or connect with them or become emotionally involved with them in any kind of capacity. Now, if you don't want to be emotionally involved with a woman, I would say you want to steer clear of really deep rapport. You don't want to do deep rapport too much because it will create a lot of very deep emotional connections. But if you do want to, if you do want to date them either polyamorously or monogamously, then you're going to have to push forward with these interactions and push through this wide rapport process. So your goal here is to see and recognize wide rapport responses when they're happening. So as you go out now and as you sort of go out in the world and over the next couple of days before your next video, I want you to log down the different wide rapport responses that people give you. Whether it's like, hey, how you doing today? And then the response is, good, how are you? That's good, how are you, is the wide rapport response. So you might want to write that down. You might want to say, well, someone said this today. If they say, oh, I'm okay, I just got laid off, so I'm looking for a new job, so if you know anybody that's hiring, let me know. No, okay, so that's another wide rapport response. You might want to write that down and just remember it. So you can start to recognize wide rapport as you're in the stage. Because as soon as you recognize it while you're in the stage, a light bulb will sort of click on and you can go, oh my God, all I have to do is take one of these, run it through the deep rapport formula, and I'm good. I've gotten deep rapport with this person. That means that if it's a guy, they'll be really close friends with you. They'll try to help you out. They'll try to hook you up with people. Business is the best thing you can do in business, period. It's amazing. It separates You know, someone you meet and get their business card and that's the end of it. They never take your calls, versus someone that you meet that actually calls you up later and says, "Hey, I'm going golfing. Do you want to go golfing with us? You know, I'm going to introduce you to the head of my firm or whatever." And that's how you get in. You build that rapport. You build that. You take that wide rapport concept and you build deep rapport on it. And this is how we connect as people, not just with women, but also with men as well, and anybody in general that you're talking to. So very, very crucial component. Women will not sleep with you unless you've built some kind of rapport with them, even if it's subconscious rapport, which we can go into in another time. But ultimately, you have to be able to recognize this wide rapport response from women. So your goal is to write down as many wide rapport responses as you can think of that you've gotten in, and for the next couple of days, just try to be aware of it happening while it's happening. Try to see the matrix. Look in the moment and recognize wide rapport as it's happening. And then try to go into deep rapport if you can, but that's not really the goal here. The goal is at least in the beginning just to see it happening so that you can recognize it without having to try. So try that out. Comment below if you have any questions or comments, or you want to let me and other guys who are on this program know what you've gone through and sort of help them out. Then you can go and comment below and we can discuss what's happening here. Until the next video, though, take care. I'd love to see your thoughts on this, and I can't wait to see you seeing the matrix, so to speak, of rapport. And once you do, you'll have a leg up on, like I said, about 99% of men who have no clue this even exists in the first place. And if they do know it exists, most men don't know how to do it or see it in the first place. So if you really want to get that leg up and be different to the women that you meet, then this is one of the easiest ways and one of the most powerful ways to do it. So check it out. Try it out, and I'll see you in the next video.